You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is November 5th, 2025. Yes, 70 years since Marty McFly went back to the future. I'm a nerd like that. I'm a nerd fag, okay? Sue me. Anyway, I hope you're doing well. I'm doing pretty well myself. Been kind of lots of stuff happening right now, so I'm just trying to keep all the balls in the air. Wink, wink. So, I have kind of an interesting topic I want to talk to you about today. It involves a website. So, I spent way too much time and sleepless nights working on this project to restore to the website what I consider to be the most legendary hierarchical website of all time. It's bar none. Like, it's not even close, honestly. It's a site that appeared on Tumblr in 2013, pretty much before most things hierarchical were going on, before this movement started to take root in the fertile soils of Tumblr and other places on the internet. And this site was called Straight Guy for Fags to Serve. And it was written, it took place just in 2013. It was written over like a series of like 7 months or so in 2013. And this site was written by a god alpha named Jake. At the time, he was 22 years old. And he was writing these blog posts on Tumblr as a way to explain his view of the ownership of faggots. Now, Jake was a straight alpha, for, you know, period, you know. But he believed, and as we've come to understand, you know, through my website, through plenty of other anecdotal evidence, straight alphas use faggots. Okay, they own faggots. I've been owned by straight alphas. I know other faggots who have been owned by straight alphas. It happens, okay? Do not allow the people in this world to try to convince you that it doesn't. They're just saying that because they want to reinforce a stereotype. It simply is not true. Straight alphas do own and use faggots. And Master Jake was an absolute god alpha predator of faggots. He mercilessly used faggots, owned them, trained them, and he had plenty of females. He was fucking constantly as well. And basically, this blog was a way to get out his thoughts of how he came to know about faggots, how he learned how to train them, the various experiences he had where he learned what faggots need and what he wanted to have from faggots. And it's you follow the blog, and I've rescued this blog, but when you followed the blog, it was clear that he had a deep knowledge. And this is before really there was a lot of published information on the internet about hierarchy or about this kind of thing. You know, there wasn't a whole lot out there. And yet he got it all right. It's almost like stumbling across an ancient manuscript hidden in a cave somewhere that describes quantum physics, okay? It's sort of like that. This very early blog written by this God Alpha, straight God Alpha named Jake. Piece by piece, he pinpoints multiple things that we take for granted as sort of hierarchical, basically, tropes now. Like, these are formed my opinions about hierarchy, and it's the opinion of many, many alphas and many faggots out there. This has sort of become standard practice in hierarchy, but he was the first one talking about this. For instance, how he had certain rules for faggots, like they shouldn't be able to touch themselves while they're servicing alphas, or they should not be seeking their own pleasure, but that of the alpha, that they're there to be used by alphas. He point blank said that he believed that there were gay alphas, things of this sort. He was way ahead of basically anybody else. He came and went like this, like appearance of magic, and then disappeared. Again, like I said, the blog only lasted about 7 months. I, though, when Tumblr crashed itself, it had a purge in December of 2018. They decided that there was going to be no more porn, no more kink or any kind of sexualized material on the site anymore. And everybody had to jump ship. And that's when I had already built out Fags Worship Alphas, which was my original site on Tumblr. I had already built out the URL, so I basically transferred all my material from Tumblr to the new site. And some people tried to do that, not very successfully. But my site was really, and has and still remains, probably the last bastion of everything that was happening on Tumblr. Everybody else virtually has fallen away from what they were doing other than the sex workers. Okay, so people like 10-inch Top or Throat It Boy, these masters who were sex, who, you know, they were fucking faggots on Tumblr, and so they just transferred it to OnlyFans and whatnot. But or FinDom masters like Lucas, who was known as Serve El Rey on Twitter. A lot of the cash masters left Tumblr and continue to be cash masters in other platforms. But most of the sites like mine, which were more text-based, more philosophical, more instructional, I guess, they all fell away. I'm the last person standing, I think, 10 years later. But anyway, I've kind of viewed my place in this whole scheme as sort of an archivist of this kind of material. Just like what I've done with Fagmasters stuff. I'm trying to, like, collect certain valuable information that I think could help people. So in 2019, knowing that that this incredible blog by this unknown master who's disappeared at the end of 2017 or 2013 and never returned. In 2019, I undertook a rescue of that blog from Tumblr. So I transferred every post from that site to fagsworshipalphas.com, where I gave it a special place on the site. I considered it to be, and consider it to be still, the greatest hierarchical publication of all time. It's more, he did more in 7 months than I've done in 10 years, or anybody else has done. And I almost consider it to be sacred text. And I think anybody who wants to be a part of Hierarchy University, fag or alpha, should be reading that thing from first post to last post, all the way through. trust me, it will keep you riveted. But it's a vital text, and it's still important today. But anyway, so I rescued that site from obliteration on Tumblr, and I set it up on Fags Worship Alphas. Now, of course, Fags Worship Alphas went down during my incarceration, which was heartbreaking to me, obviously. But I built Hierarchy University. It's doing very well, and it's, for the most part, restored, you know, to its original. It doesn't have some threads on it, but it's pretty much restored. And it's taken a lot of work, honestly, to do that. But there was one piece missing, and it was this incredible blog. And so I took the time to restore it piece by piece. I had to go through the archives and rebuild it, essentially, post by post. And it was excruciating, honestly. But I got it done, and it exists now on Hierarchy University. The link is in the sidebar, and I think that it should be read. And I do think that, it's so sacred to me and so important to me that if we get to the point on the Discord, for instance, where we have classes on there, where we're doing educational classes on the Discord, which is the part of the plan, there's going to be a test on that blog. I want people to know it because it's that important. And I think if you read it and you don't get it, then you've got something wrong with you because it's crystal clear. But I wanted to share a couple of parts from the blog so you can get a taste of what's in there. This first clip is from the first post or second post. It's after Master Jake describes how he discovered faggots, which was kind of, you know, questionable. He was basically cruised by an older faggot when he was underage playing high school baseball. And he quickly discovered that he can control older faggots. And this led to, you know, the life that he has. So I want to play this particular clip because I think it's important to consider, okay? So here's Master Jake. It's not his voice, obviously, but this is Master Jake describing his thoughts on faggots.
Ever since high school, I have been fascinated by the power I have over fags. I didn't seek this out, but once I recognized that I had this effect on fags, I have to admit that I get fucking hard dominating fags. This is especially so when I come across a guy who has not yet realized what he is, and who I have to bring into the realization of what he is and what his purpose in life is. They are so innocent. They delude themselves into thinking that they are just like real men. But I can spot a fag a mile away. The longing glances at my crotch, the hungry look in his eyes, the nervousness when I approach or even look in his direction.
So as you can see, like this in the writing, just in the writing alone, there's an urgency and an immediacy to what he's saying. And it's very clear that he knows exactly who he is, what he wants, what he expects from faggots. It's just as clear as it can be. So some people have said that they think that his writing seems kind of over the top. I don't see that at all. And I've read this blog for a very long time. I know it backwards and forwards, and I don't think, and I've also, of course, communicated with many, many alphas who are telling me true stories. I know the difference. So this comes off to me as legitimate, and I think probably you do too. Now, second clip that I wanted to share with you involves one of his faggots, where he talks about how faggots need acknowledgement, which I think is an interesting clip from him. So let's take a listen to what he says about that.
I learned early on when I was still in high school that fags need to worship real men, that they need to humiliate and debase themselves, they need to sacrifice. When a fag sucks my cock in public, like at a party or someplace, it is as much about giving me his self-esteem as it is about giving me head. The bitch needs to sacrifice, and I deny him fulfillment of that need if I thank him or in any way show the bitch appreciation. Giving me head, getting fucked by me, just being in my presence is the reward the fag seeks. He understands that he is giving me only what I'm entitled to by my natural state as a true alpha. I ruin it for the fag if I thank him, if I even acknowledge his submission or even his presence.
I think it's pretty clear what he's got exactly right about faggots. So being acknowledged by an alpha means the world to us, right? And so just having that acknowledgement from him meant the world to that faggot of his. It means the world to any of us, right? When an alpha acknowledges us. And I've actually kind of, it's so weird because I've written about that very thing myself on my blog, not even thinking about what he said there, but and hearing it back now, suddenly I'm going, oh, I remember talking about that. But he worded it much better than I have ever managed to. So kudos to Master Jake there. The third clip that I wanted to share with you involves a faggot that he owned in college. The faggot's name was Josiah. And Josiah was a disobedient fag, and so he unfortunately had to get beaten up by Master Jake for disobedience. And Master Jake even says, prefaces this in saying that he doesn't believe in being violent with faggots. He shouldn't have to do that, but he also believes that faggots should obey, and when they aren't obedient, they need to be beaten up. So here is Master Jake talking about that.
The other day, the fag had the nerve to complain to me about bringing women back to the apartment. I was stunned by his complaint. I don't know what the fuck Josiah was expecting. Why should I fuck a chick in her cramped apartment with her roommate hanging around or sent out to walk the dog or to hang out at Starbucks until we are done, when I can bring her back to my beautiful, comfortable place and take all the time I want? So I fucking beat the shit out of Josiah. I pounded his ass for a good 10 minutes, all the time telling him that I'll bring home who the fuck I want, when the fuck I want, and do what the fuck I want in the apartment. And if he didn't like it, it was just the fuck too bad. The bitch immediately started backpedaling and apologizing, but I continued the beating until I was sure he understood. So, Josiah went off to work yesterday, dressed in his suit and tie, with an awesome black eye and bruises all over his body, including bruises visible on his neck and face. Josiah is a banker or a lawyer or something like that. When he came back from work last night, it was with a nice Rolex watch for me. I'm pretty sure things with Josiah are squared away for now.
I think that it's interesting that this fag had to go to his, I guess he was a lawyer or something like that, and so he had to go to the office beaten up with a black eye and like bruises around his neck and stuff because of the physical violence that Master Jake visited upon him. But and of course, again, this faggot who had money, right, gifted him a Rolex, you know, by way of apology. And so this, again, tracks with what faggots do and how they act, right? And so again, it's a very honest blog, you know. The fourth and final clip I'm going to play for you comes from Master Jake and a faggot that he had in college that he was in his dorm room with him. And this faggot, he turned into a faggot whore that he would loan out to his teammates on his baseball team and other alphas throughout the school, to the point where the faggot was getting used regularly by lots and lots of alphas. So here's that final clip.
Then, even though baseball season was in the spring, the guys on the baseball team still had to work out every day. So, I started bringing a couple of guys from the team back to the room after practice. My fag learned quickly that he'd better be there in the room and prepared to service mancock when our workouts were over, so the fag started skipping his chemistry lab just to make sure he was prepared and available for our use. Then I could see that a couple of the guys on the team were probably going to have trouble maintaining academic eligibility, so I sent the fag to their classes to take notes for them, and ultimately to take exams for them. That meant that the fag had to skip even more of his classes, but the fag was learning that he was not there to advance his own education. He was there for another, more immediate purpose. Other guys who worked out with us at the gym learned of the fag and his service to freshman mankind and started coming over to be serviced. I made it clear to the fag what my expectations were. I took great joy in spreading the word among my friends about my creation, and the fag developed a reputation around campus. The bitch couldn't go anywhere without being called upon to service cock. A jock would encounter the fag in the library and pull him into the men's room to have his dick sucked. The fag would get pulled out of line at the coffee shop in the student center so he could give head to some guy he didn't even know. But he did so willingly because he knew that if he refused, word would get back to me and that I would be fucking pissed. And I kept bringing guys around to our room. In addition to all that cocksucking, by the end of the semester, the fag was getting fucked maybe 5 to 6 times a day. And not by me. I was no longer interested in fucking that loose hole. But the fag never gave up on trying to please me and to win my cock back into his life.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? This is something, again, that I've written plenty of true life experiences about this subject of alphas sharing faggots, straight alphas sharing faggots with other straight alphas. In college, etc., in other situations. It happens all the time. And Master Jake is one of those early, early chroniclers of that behavior. And I think when we consider what was written here, before there was any other kind of thought, before I was on Tumblr, for instance, writing about my own experiences, or other alphas and faggots, you know, were sharing their experiences like that. He was alone doing this, and he was just telling his truthful experiences as a straight god alpha in college. And this tracks with what we know about alpha packs and how they use faggots together. Again, he was very early on this. This is a landmark blog. I'm telling you, it's a landmark blog full of hierarchical truth. It cannot be ignored at all. And I think anybody who does try to ignore it does so at their own loss, really. So I really wanted to give you guys a taste of what was in the blog. There's so much more, though. It's like literally virtually every post is a nugget of truth. Or personal experience. And I think you're going to really enjoy it, but I think you're also going to learn some things. And again, my site and everything that I do online is centered around teaching and encouraging people to reach out for their truth. And Master Jake did that with his blog. Now, you might be curious to see, find out what happens to Master Jake. Well, we don't know what happened to him after the end of the blog. He ended it near the end of 2013 because he had basically taken possession of an investment banker faggot who was worth $40 million. And he took over that faggot's entire estate, got control of all the money, and turned that faggot, whom he called Rich, because he's wealthy, right, turned him into an object. And at the end, the final blog post is pretty much of a stunner, where Master Jake outlines his plans to utilize and distribute his faggot's wealth and how to use it properly. And I don't know whatever happened to that, but I know that Master Jake is out there somewhere doing incredible things, probably with that money and, you know, the wealth that he accumulated in his own personal life. I guess he's probably, what, like 37, 36, 37 years old now. Still a god alpha, still probably owning and using faggots, and probably still breeding women and living an incredible life. So I wish him well. It would be an incredible thing to for Master Jake to find me somehow and reach out to me. I think it would be awesome, you know, but I don't suspect that's ever going to happen. We'll probably never know what happened to Master Jake, but I'm so grateful for him that he did record his thoughts and basically inspire a movement that we're now living through. He was a pioneer in a lot of ways, and that blog is a testament to hierarchical truth. You don't need a Tumblr or my site or, you know, anything online to understand truth. Just live it and be honest with yourself about what's happening and what you need. There are plenty of straight alphas who are just like Master Jake, who desire worship and service, who enjoy the sight of seeing a submissive male, you know, offering itself in service to them. Like, it's a natural need of alphas. So you don't need that blog or my blog or any other blog to teach you truth, because the truth is in you already. It's just a matter of whether or not you're going to be honest about it, like Master Jake was, or like I've tried to be. So, you know, but here's the thing, though, that this is the reason why I'm here, or Master Jake wrote his blog, is to help facilitate the search for truth. And I wholeheartedly encourage everyone to study that blog, because honestly, it changed my life in a lot of ways. And I think it will change other people's lives too. So anyway, that's all the preaching I'm going to do today on that subject. But I hope to hear some comments and some feedback about this. Hopefully you guys have a positive view of it the way I do. Probably there's no way that's possible, but, you know. Anyway, I guess I will let you go. Thanks for hanging out with me, and I will talk to you next week. I think I've got an interview coming up with two young cash masters, straight at cash masters, and hopefully that happens. We'll see. But the interview has been hard to, like, organize with my schedule, so I apologize for that, but they're coming, I promise you. Anyway, I will talk to you later, okay? I love you. Bye!